what is going on? Are you guys ready for part number three, which is going to dominate your market and eventually, at some point, very near future, 16 times your monthly income? I'm going to share an example with you on that in just a minute, what I mean by that. So let's get right into it. I got my notes over here so I don't get off track, because those of you who follow me know that I can get off onto a tangent, especially if you've listened to my podcast, Men of Abundance. I go off onto a tangent, which is all fine and good. But listen, dominate your market. What is going on, Peter? How you doing? Randall, welcome aboard. Welcome. Thanks for watching. So I'm going to get right into this, and I'm just going to roll right through it. Otherwise, I'll get sidetracked and get to talking to people. But dominate your market. What you want to do is create your market dominating position. And there's so much, there's actually five steps to this. And I'm going to go over the five steps, and then I'm going to go over something that is going to show you what I mean by 16 times your monthly income. Multiply your current monthly income by 16 is what I'm going to show you how to do. It's actually simple, but not easy. So let's go through the five steps real quick. The five steps of creating your market dominating position is step number one, to determine your strategic positioning in the market. So for instance, Domino's said that they were going to have fast pizza to hungry college students. That's how it originally got started. Not quality pizza, not great pizza, just fast, hot pizza to hungry students. And then they got into their whole slogan, you know, later we'll get into in just a minute. Starbucks wanted to create delicious handcrafted beverages that makes your life better. Now, you can argue the point back and forth on whether or not that's true or not. That's up to you. But that was what they got started with. Richard, what's going on, brother? I look forward to talking with you in a few minutes, or about 30 minutes or so. And then, to give another example, kitchen remodeler. I know a kitchen remodeler that only installs solid wood, quality, high-grade cabinets, not the Chinese off-the-shelf, you know, off-the-factory pressed wood type of stuff that starts warping after time, and the hardwood just looks much better, and he caters to a specific clientele. So that was his market. That's what he wanted to get into. So step one, again, is to determine your strategic position in the marketplace. Yeah, well, hey, You can get there, Jerome. What's going on, brother? So listen, and I'm going to show it to you here in just a minute. Just stick around. Now, step two is to determine your primary market dominating position. So you determined where you wanted to put your market, what market you want to get into. Now you got to determine your position. So Domino's claimed that they could deliver pizza within 30 minutes or less, or you get your pizza for free. They've since changed that because of safety issues, but that's how they originally got started. Now, let's say, for instance, a moving company. You have to innovate your business in order to create this market dominating position. But then the third step is you have to determine the supporting business model. So for Domino's, for instance, and I'll keep using Domino's, but I'll use other examples as well. And I've got many case studies over here that I'll share with you in just a minute as well. But many case studies say Domino's, for instance, in order for them to support their 30-minute delivery or less, they had to figure out how to create the business model to deliver on that. So what they did was they hired college students, and in fact, their main customer were college students, busy college students who just wanted a meal real fast. They didn't want to go anywhere. They wanted delivered to them. And they had to hire other students. And when they hired other students or college students, they hired enough for backup as well. And they didn't put up a restaurant where normally up to that point, pizza restaurants, you had to walk in and eat the pizza there. Strange concept, right? We don't even know if there's few places that have that anymore. But what they did was they create these little vanilla stores, nothing more than an office, a front desk, and some people to walk in and out just for walk-in traffic. That was it. And they put these up strategically around, and then they hired enough people because they had high rotation, because they were students and they weren't that reliable, quite frankly, and they knew that. So they set the business model up to support their market dominating position. So how can a contractor, for instance, I work a lot with contractors, how can a contractor do this? Say, for instance, did you realize that if you have your bathroom or your kitchen remodeled or something remodeled in your house, and you have a dispute with that builder or that remodeler, that if there's a significant amount that they already have invested in the project, and then you have a dispute with them and you want to cut the project, they can literally put a lien on your mortgage. So you can never resell the property or refinance the property just because that lien is on there. It'll be found in the court. Now, a smart contractor would take and have all of the subcontractors sign a waiver that basically says, we will not do that, and provide that to the client. That is a huge selling point, because some won't do that because they're afraid of the subcontractors that they're working with. They won't do the right thing. That's why it forces them to have a great relationship. So that's bit number three, is what they're doing is they're setting up their business model to support the fact that they can come in, they can get the job done within 2 to 3 days. It's the highest quality. It's guaranteed. They clean up after every single day. They have a cleaning crew actually come in, clean up after. That's another selling point. So these are things that they have to set up and innovate their business in order to have that market dominating position. Now, the fourth step is to actually create your market dominating position statement, basically your barbecue pitch or your elevator pitch. Here's where the problem starts coming in, because what happens at this point is, while the business can do what it says it can do, and many customers know that that's true, most businesses don't know how to project this information in their marketing. They have no idea how to make their outside perception reflect their inside reality. And the only way you can do that is through your marketing, or obviously word of mouth. And word of mouth is great, and referrals are great, but it's not, you can't rely on that. You can't track that. You never know where those are going to come in. So your marketing, quality marketing, you can track. And when it's done right, then you can project what your market dominating position is in your marketing. But most businesses that I work with that have amazing businesses, they just are not showing how amazing they are in their marketing. They're just throwing out a bunch of platitudes. You know, the typical stuff like family owned and operated, veteran owned and operated, been in business for 15 years, bonded and certified, which usually is a bunch of crap anyway. It doesn't mean anything for real. And same thing with moving companies, fully insured, which is a whole different conversation as well. So these type of things are just platitudes. Anybody can say that. We provide quality services. I would hope so. I wouldn't hire somebody who doesn't. So why put that in your marketing? You have to put something else out there more powerful than that. So now, let me get into real quick what I mean by 16 times your monthly income. So many of you have heard of the 80-20 rule. I know some of you have. When I was in the Army, the 80-20 rule meant to me at the time that 20% of my soldiers, 20% of my staff was going to take up 80% of my time. That's not what I'm talking about here. Another part of the 80-20 rule in reference to business, I have two versions of it. One is that 20% of everything that you do every day as a business owner generates 80% of your revenue. And there's basically just five things that you need to do in order to get that for that 20%. That's for another live, for another conversation. What I'm talking about today specifically refers directly to your customers. 20% of your customers, 20% of your clients make up 80% of your revenue. 80% of your monthly income comes from 20%. And what I mean by that, those are the ones that are paying top dollar. They're coming back time and time again. They're fully invested in your business. They absolutely love what you do, and they can't get enough of you. That's why they only shop with you and only do business with you rather than go to somebody else. These are the type of customers that drive clear across town just to do business with you if you're a local type of business, or they'll go out of their way to ensure that they do business with you rather than do business with anybody else. though, that if you actually go into your business and look at the cream of the crop, the people that are spending most of the time in your business and actually buying from you time and time again, it is about 20-30%, but we're going to stick with the 20% rule. And those 20% make up 80% of your income, monthly, quarterly, annually, whatever. Now, if you were to go in and identify those 20% and then figure out the way to continue to market and continue to attract people just like that, which is your target market, they are your ideal client, your ideal customer, your target market. Though, if you were to bring in more of those, and instead of just having 20% of them making up 80% of your income, and make it 100%, that would 16 times your income. So for instance, if you earn $2,000 a month right now, then if you were to go out instead of have 20% of your income of your customers being your target market and make it 100% of your customers are in fact your target market, then your monthly income will go from $2,000 a month to $32,000 a month. It's a 16 times increase. Now, even if you were to get half of that, even if you were only to get 8% instead of 16%, that would still double, not completely double, but give you a 50 times more. You know what I'm saying? That would actually be about, roughly off the top of my head, an additional $15,000 to $18,000 extra a month just by identifying who your 20% is. So let me share something with you real quick, and this is something I want to leave you guys with. I didn't mean to bring you guys up so close to my face. You don't need none of that. I want to show you real quick. This is one of the workbooks, but I'm going to go back to that in just a minute. This is the for the market dominating position and creating your market dominating position. I have two courses, and I want to give you access to those two courses for the part one and part two to help you create your market dominating position. And the way I'm going to do that is I'll put the link down in the comments, but it's apmasterycoach.com/system. That will take you to a test drive of my site. Now, you can watch this video right here where Adrian is going to share with you an overview of the entire site and show you what it's all about. But once you get in here, click on e-learning weekly series, and these are a weekly series that will come to you every week. And down here, watch this first video. It's a further overview of the e-learning system. But video 2 and video 3 are parts 1 and part 2 for the market dominating position. And you've also got the e-class here that you can take a look at as well. The difference is the video is business strategies. The e-class is growing you as the business owner, business owner growth. And then down here, I give you one more. Video number 4 is how to identify your perfect target market. That's what I was just talking about with the 80-20 rule. And then another e-course. And just to give you an idea of what's in here, in each one of these, you have the video, you have the downloadable workbook, which I'll show you in just a minute, or you have the audio version, and then you have an, you know, a little brief explanation here. But also on the weekly series, you have the weekly series here and the e-class, and it's basically information that you'll have access to as well. Now, let me show you this workbook. Each time you have one of these, you go to one of those courses, you have the workbook, and in the workbook, you can add in your notes as long as you download it. And then this particular workbook is going to take you down here to several case studies, and it's going to give you the opportunity to identify who your clients are. So if you're business to consumer, you're going to create your physical profile of your clients, of your ideal target market, your ideal target client. And if you're a business to business, then we have one down here that's business to business for you as well. And you fill each one of these out. That is going to go on to the next course, which is the emotional profile of your ideal client, which is right here, number 5. All right. So I share that with you because what the other thing that I want to share with you over here, and I'm going to switch over to the other screen, is I've got a 12-week course that I have got set up, and I'm going to be offering, building up an email list of those who want to get in on this 12-week session. And you'll be able to, I'll give you the link to this. You don't have to try to zoom in and check this out. But weeks 1 through 12 are going to be outlined for each and every one of you that gets into that course. And I'm going to create an email list so that you can get on that email list and identify yourself that you want to be a part of this 12-week course. This 12 weeks is the basics that every single business owner should have before they start a business. The problem is most business owners that I personally work with, they are 24 years in, and he is cash flow broke. Been doing the same business for 24 years full time, him and his partner, they are cash flow broke. And the other thing that I do is I get his financials and all of his financial statements. I show it to my team. I got some team members that can look at that stuff, and literally within 15, 30 minutes, they can identify what the problem is and provide a couple strategies to put in place. Let's see, what are you saying, Chris? I'll read through that in just a minute. We'll be able to identify what the problem is and provide some strategies, because it's actually quite simple. There's several different strategies we can use depending on what the problem is. So I'm focusing on marketing right now because that's where a lot of people are missing the boat. I even have some other business coaches that I'm working with that, quite frankly, their marketing isn't up to par. Their marketing isn't fully expressing what they do and what they can do for people. If you have, for instance, if you're a business coach, if you're a business owner, you don't want a business coach. You want